Oh, waiter.
Yes, sir?
I'll have the fried perch and coleslaw, some French fries, and a bottle of cold Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yes, sir. Finest beer served anywhere.
Enjoy the life of Riley with Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Whenever you take a taste of this, you give it a hearty cheer. Again and again and again and again, this Pabst Blue Ribbon you'll buy. Again and again and again and again, your taste will tell you why. So enjoy the life of Riley with Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. With Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere. Proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. According to the last annual report of the First National Bank of California, Capital Reserve was listed as $700,394,073. Stocks, bonds, real estate, and other assets came to a total of $100,781,048. Total owed to depositors was $38,738,212.39. Of this amount, the 39 cents is owed to Chester A. Riley.
39 cents?
That's right.
No, there's a mistake. This statement is wrong.
The bank didn't make a mistake.
But I don't understand it. Every week I've been handing you my whole pay envelope to deposit, $59. Now, Peg, I'm holding you responsible. Where did all the money go to? What did you do with it?
Well, what do you think I did with it?
That's what I'd like to know. You better confess.
All right. I took it out and I ran away to South America with another man.
Well, okay. As long as I know what you did with it, it's... Now, just a minute. This is serious, Peg. Where did the money go?
Oh, Riley, we spent it.
Now, Peg, this is serious. You're not managing the budget right. Let me see the account book.
All right. Here. Now, see for yourself.
I'll see now.
Hi, Mom.
Income, $59.20 a week. Mm-hmm.
What you doing, Boss? Quiet, Junior. Your father's auditing my accounts. I may be arrested for embezzlement.
Please, Peg. Now, expenses. Food, rent, clothing, insurance, entertainment, medical expenses, light, gas, water, $17.36 divided by 2, multiply, carry 6, add 12.
Well, Mastermind, what did you find?
According to my figures, we all starved to death 3 months ago.
Well, next time, don't try to tell me. I don't know how to manage.
Now, well, we got to increase our income, Peg.
But how?
Well, I'll figure out some way to... Junior, how much allowance do I pay you a week?
Oh, Pop, don't cut my allowance. I only get 50 cents.
Oh, don't worry, son. I wouldn't dream of cutting your allowance. It stays the same.
Oh, thanks, Pop.
Only from now on, I'm charging you $1 a week, room and board.
Oh, no, Pop, that's not fair. Besides, I only get 50 cents.
Well, all right, then we'll raise your allowance to $1. I'm balancing these books if I have to go broke to do it.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Riley. You can't treat your children like boarders.
Why not? He eats like a boarder. And what's more, he... Hey, wait a minute. I got it. I solved our whole problem. We're taking a boarder.
Now, wait a minute,
Why
Riley.
Why not? We've got room. That was a smart move. When I closed in the back porch, we can get at least $10 a week.
For a closed-in porch?
Well, no, for your room, you'll move into the porch.
Oh, no, I don't want to give up my room and sleep on a cot on a porch.
Now, look, son, in times of emergency, the family's got to make sacrifices.
Why should I be the one? What about your room?
You expect your mother to sleep on the porch and me sleep in our room with a stranger?
Now, Riley, let's forget all this talk about a board.
No, we're going to get one, and that's final. I have made up my head.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Babs, we're getting a boarder.
No, we're not.
A boarder? You mean rent out a room?
No, that's right.
Oh, no, Daddy. This house is crowded enough as it is with four people and only one bathroom. And now you want another person?
Now, just a minute, Miss Riley. Just because you go to college, don't get so fancy. You ought to consider yourself lucky. At least you got a bathroom. When I was your age, all we had in the house was a double laundry tub in the kitchen. Saturday night, I have to soap up in one and rinse off in the other.
I think the children are right, Riley. I know we need the money, but a boarder would just disrupt the whole household.
He won't disrupt anything. You won't even know he's around. All you have to do is fix his meals, make his bed, clean his room, empty his ashtrays, send out his laundry, take his phone messages. There's no trouble at all. It'd be just like having another husband in the house.
Thank you.
Riley, I still say you have no right renting that room without consulting me first.
But I tell you, this guy's okay. You'll see for yourself. Now, when he gets here, I want everybody to act nice. First impressions are important. After we get him hooked, we can go back to being ourselves.
Renting a room to a perfect stranger.
He's not a stranger, Babs. I know all about him. A very high-type man.
Well, what kind of work does he do?
Well, he didn't tell me yet, but he's a very high-type man.
Well, how old is he, Pop?
Well, he's about, well, I don't know exactly, but he's a very high...
What's his name?
His name? His name is, well, he's very high...
You don't know his name.
Well, what does he look like?
Well, he's... don't ask such silly questions, Babs.
Oh, I just want to know what he looks like.
How should I know? I ain't met him yet.
You haven't met him yet? Imagine. You rented the room to a man you never even saw? You don't know his name. You don't know what work he does. You don't know anything about him.
That ain't so. He got the highest recommendation from my friend Jim Gillis. And what's good enough for Gillis is good enough for me. Now, are you satisfied?
Well, why didn't Gillis tell you what he does?
Because Gillis didn't meet him either.
What?
He heard about this guy through Gus the Barber's brother.
You mean to stand there and tell me that you...
Stop worrying. I tell you, this fellow's okay. Now, that's him. Now, you see how he rings the bell? Very polite.
Right. Now, don't you dare rent the room till you find out more about this man.
Oh, you leave that to me. I'll know everything there is to know about that man before he even sets foot in the room. I'll pump him dry without him even suspecting what I'm doing. Just watch. And let me do the talking.
Mr. Riley?
Yeah?
About the room.
Oh, yeah. We were expecting you, Mr.
Ferguson.
You see, Peg, you see how easy I got that out of him? This is my family, Mr. Ferguson. My wife, my kids, Babs and Junior.
Hello.
Evening.
Well, why don't we all sit down?
Mind coming me to my room? I'd like to turn in.
Well, yeah, sure. I guess you have to get up pretty early in your line of work. My line of work happens to be riveting. I guess that's a lot different from your line of work. Of course, different people have different lines of work. Originally, I came from Brooklyn. Brooklyn, New York. In the USA. Of course, different people come from different places. My line of work happens to be riveting.
Mind showing me to my room? I'd like to turn in.
Yeah, sure, right in here. Now, let me help you with that other bag.
I can manage. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Nice, quiet fella.
Well, you sure pumped him dry.
Well,
Mr. Riley.
Oh, yes, Mr. Ferguson. Something you want to say?
Where's the bathroom?
That's right in there.
Thanks.
Riley, if you don't find out more about that man,
I'll...
Where he works, where he comes from. Just ask him.
Now, Peg, he's paying $10 a week and he's entitled to some privacy. We got no right asking questions, prying into his life. There's a more polite way.
What?
I'll search his baggage. Maybe I'll find a clue. You stay here. Keep a lookout.
Oh, don't do it, Dad.
I know what I'm doing. I'll take the small bag first. Let's see. Shirts, socks, ties, gun, bullets, blackjack.
Pop, he's coming out.
Okay.
Have you gone crazy, Riley, searching a man?
Shh.
Good night.
Riley, why in heaven's name didn't you ask the man a few questions? Are you afraid of him?
Who's afraid? I'll talk to him tomorrow. Let's turn in and go to sleep. It's late.
Oh, sleep? With a perfectly strange man in the house? For all we know, he might be anything.
Oh, don't be silly, Peg. He's nothing.
He might be one of those guys that run amok.
Well, that's nothing. I once ran a steam shop. What is amok?
Riley, it happens all the time. I read in the paper that this fella escaped from an observation ward, and he got in the house and he shot the whole family.
Oh, Junior.
Don't be scared, Peg. I'm here to protect you. First false move he makes, I'll take his gun and blackjack away from him, wife.
Gun and blackjack? What a revolting development this is.
Riley, I won't have that Mr. Ferguson in the house another minute. I didn't sleep a wink all night.
Neither did I. I kept dreaming of guns and blackjack.
Now, look, Peg, I know how to size people up. I can tell just by looking at Ferguson that the man is on the level.
Pop! Pop!
What is it, Junior?
I just saw a policeman go in our bathroom.
What?
A policeman?
Yeah, a cop. Are you sure, Junior? Positive. I just saw his back as he went in the bathroom.
What's a policeman doing in our bathroom?
Riley, don't you see?
Yeah, he's after Ferguson. The minute I laid eyes on that Ferguson, I knew he was a crook. I should never have let you talk me into renting him a room.
No, Riley, he's not a crook.
The cop's looking for Ferguson, but he went in the wrong room. I better tell him.
Riley, wait.
Peg, maybe there's a reward. After all, I captured that Ferguson.
Riley, use your head. Ferguson must be a policeman.
Huh?
Why, sure, he put on his uniform this morning.
Of course, and that's why he's got a gun.
Wait a minute. You mean I rented the room to a cop? I got a cop living in the house, watching every move I make?
Well, that's a load off my mind. I think you picked the right kind of order after all, Riley. What better reference would we want?
Well, yeah, but a cop...
Shh, I hear him coming.
Oh. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Ferguson.
Good morning, sir.
What would you like for breakfast, Mr. Ferguson?
I won't have time for breakfast this morning. I'm a little late.
Oh, not even a cup of coffee?
Well,
now, Peg, duty comes first. You know what they say about policemen. Neither snow nor hail nor rain nor sleet can stay these couriers from the swift...
Pop, that's the postman.
Huh? Oh, yeah. The saying about cops is... All hail to the flat-footed minions of the law.
I think the word is fleet-footed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I better be going. Oh, say, is there a phone booth in the neighborhood?
Why, yes, there's one at the corner, but why don't you use our phone?
Oh, thanks, but these are toll calls.
Oh, say, Ferguson, I'll tell you a good trick how to beat the phone company.
Riley.
You see, you drop your nickel in, and then when the operator says, deposit 15 cents more, please, don't do it.
Riley.
You just make a fist and give the box three terrific bangs, and you cheat the company out of a smart 15 cents.
Did you know you can go to jail for that, Mr. Riley?
Yeah. And if I ever catch anybody doing it, I'm squealing to you, officer. You'll see, I'll be the best landlord and stool pigeon you ever had.
Pabst Blue Ribbon will bring you the second act of The Life of Riley in just a moment. This is a Blue Ribbon country. Stop along the highway in any town or any city, east, west, north, or south, and there you'll find Americans enjoying the good things of life. In the locker room of an exclusive golf club near Detroit, Michigan, a group of automotive executives sits at a table comparing scorecards over refreshing bottles of Pabst Blue Ribbon. While down the road, a couple of miles, a garage mechanic, tired and grimy from his day's work, enjoys the same luxury. A tall, foaming glassful of the finest beer served anywhere. Way down east on the banks of the Charles River, a Harvard professor relaxes in his library with a good book, a box of crackers, and a mellowing glass of Blue Ribbon. At the same instant, a group of young people out in Phoenix, Arizona, drop a quarter in a tavern jukebox and call for another round of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yes, this is a Blue Ribbon country. And whether you're a great football star like Sid Luckman, a great movie star like Gary Cooper, or, well, just a guy named Joe, you can enjoy the same fresh, clean, sparkling taste, the same real beer flavor of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere. Your taste will tell you why.
You hear it everywhere. Finest beer served anywhere. 33 fine brews blended into one great beer.
And now now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
I tell you, Peg, I don't like having a cop around all the time.
Why, don't be silly, Riley. Mr. Ferguson's a very nice man.
It makes me nervous.
Nervous?
I don't feel safe with a cop in the house.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. I think he's a perfect boarder. He's quiet, he's hardly ever home, keeps his room tidy.
Well,
oh, answer that, dear.
Hello? Oh, hi, Joe. Yeah, tonight? Your house? Oh, sure, sure, I'll be there. Yeah, okay, I'll tell Gillis. Peg, I'm going to play some penny ante poker with the boys tonight.
Oh, I thought we'd go to a movie.
Well, you can go. I'd better phone Gillis.
Well, I hate going by myself.
We'll get someone to go with you. Hello, Gillis? Say, what are you doing tonight? Well, Joe just phoned me, and he told me...
Good evening.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Ferguson.
Joe told me that the sewing circle will be held at his house tonight. Yeah, goodbye.
You belong to a sewing circle, Riley?
Yeah. If you have any buttons to sew on your uniform, any time at all.
I'll see you later.
Yeah. Snooping cop. That was quick thinking with that sewing circle. I sure fooled him.
Say, Riley, I'd like to sit in on that sewing circle of yours some night if the stakes aren't too high.
Huh?
Well, you sure fooled him.
Wise guy, always prying. He's got no business sticking his nose in my private life. Just because he pays us $10 a week, that don't give him the... Hey, did he pay his rent yet?
Well, no, I thought he paid you.
He's supposed to pay in advance.
Yes, that's the usual thing.
Well, he's got his nerves stolen on the rent. Thinks just because he's a cop he can get away with it. Maybe he thinks we're afraid of him or something.
Now, don't make such a fuss, Riley. After all, he hasn't even been asked for it.
Well, he's going to be, believe you me. I'll show him he don't scare me none. Peg, go and ask him.
I think you ought to.
No, you go.
Riley, you are scared of him.
Who, me? Scared? Don't make me laugh. It's just that, well, I don't want nothing to do with him. He makes me feel guilty.
Oh, don't be childish. He's a very nice, pleasant man.
Well, okay, I'll ask him right now. And he better cough up or out he goes. He don't scare me, cop or no cop.
Come in.
Mr. Ferguson, sir, I was wondering, it's the usual, personally, I don't care when you pay, but my wife, you know how women are, crazy for the buck.
You talking about the rent, Riley?
Oh, there's no rush, you're good for it.
Yeah, I meant to give it to you before, here it is, 5 pence.
Oh, thanks, no hard feelings.
Of course not.
Well, I'll be seeing.
Riley.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you'd like to buy a couple of tickets for the policeman's ball.
A ball?
Only $1 apiece.
Well,
lots of fun.
Yeah, well, I think I'll take ten. Here's the money. Thank you very much.
And here you are. Thank you.
I'll be seeing you.
Well, did you get the rent?
Yeah, I got it.
I'll hand it over. That 10 will come in handy. I have to pay the butcher.
Here. I hope the butcher likes dancing. What a life. Had to go and get myself a boarder. Oh, there's Digger Odell's house. I think I'll drop in and talk it over with him. Oh, it's so dark here. Where's the bell? Oh, here it is.
Who's there?
It's me, Riley. Is that you, Digger?
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Can I talk to you, Digger, or are you busy?
Well, I was working, but it can wait. It won't run away. Come in, Riley.
Thanks.
Take a chair. Park the body.
Digger, I got trouble. I went and took in a boarder, and now I can't stand having him around.
Oh, you exasperate me, Riley. That's the trouble with the people I know. They always come to me when it's too late.
It's driving me crazy, Digger. Did you ever take in anyone and give them room and board?
A room, yes. Board, no.
I could only get him to move somewhere else.
Well, I could dig up a place for him, but I don't think he'd like it. Just what have you got against this chap?
Well, he makes me nervous. You see, he's a cop.
A policeman?
Yeah, a big fella. He's about...
Oh, dear.
Well, what's the matter?
Riley, you know me. I never like to spread dirt. But do you know where your wife is tonight?
Well, yeah, she went to a movie.
Alone?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I was busy.
Riley, early this evening, as I drove by the movie, I saw your wife entering, accompanied by a policeman.
Oh, no. No, she wouldn't. No, you're mistaken, Digger.
Not me. I'm always sure of my ground.
This time he went too far. I won't stand for this. Out he goes, tonight. I'll throw him out even if he is bigger than me.
Oh, don't let that worry you. It's been my experience. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Well, cheerio. You'd better be shoveling off.
Hi, Pop.
Don't bother me now, Junior. I got some business to settle with Mr. Ferguson.
But, Pop...
I'll settle his cash. So, there you are, Ferguson. I'm giving you 5 minutes to pack up and get out. Get me 5 minutes. Well, that's the way to tell him, huh, son? He was so scared he couldn't say a word.
Pop, who are you talking to?
Ferguson.
He's not in his room.
Don't tell me. I saw him. He was right there in his uniform, hanging on a hook in the... Oh, it was only his uniform. I thought when I saw the uniform...
Yeah, he's got two, Pop.
Yeah, two uniforms. One isn't enough. He's got to have two to show off in. It's my taxes that pays for those uniforms. Thinks he's such a big shot. Everybody's scared of him. Women going gaga over him. He wouldn't be such a big shot if it weren't for that uniform. It's the uniform they go for.
Hey, Pop, don't put it on.
I just want to see how I look in it. If I wore a uniform, they'd go for me, too. Hand me the cap, Junior.
Pop, you shouldn't.
Well, how do I look?
The jacket looks funny with your jeans.
Eh? All right, well, I'll just slip on the pants.
Oh, Pop, don't.
Oh, just for a second. I never wore a uniform before. Well, how do I look, huh?
Say, you look just like a cop.
Yeah. Sergeant Riley of Homicide. Stand back, men. I'll get that killer. Come out, you ratter. I'll come in and get you.
Somebody at the door.
Huh? Oh.
Yes?
Is this the house where the police... Oh, officer, you're home. Come quick.
Sergeant Riley, at your service. I mean...
Quick. It's my wife across the street.
Well, wait a minute, mister. I ain't really...
Please come. It's a matter of life and death. Please, officer.
Pop, you can't go.
Lead the way, mister. Sergeant Riley, at your service.
Well, thanks again for the movie, Mr. Ferguson.
Oh, I really enjoyed it, thanks.
Don't mention it. It's too bad Riley couldn't come along.
Mother, look. What's that car doing over there?
Hey, it looks like trouble. Come on. Hey, here comes another cop.
Hey, Mom.
What, Junior?
What's happening?
They say there's a killer in there. But Pop will get him.
Who?
Pop. He went in after him a half hour ago.
Your father? He's in there with... Oh, Mr. Ferguson, please do something.
Stand back, everybody.
Hey, look, the door's opening.
Stand back. It might be the killer.
Oh, no, it's the cop.
Riley! Riley! Riley, what happened? Are you all right?
Don't worry. Everything's under control. It was a 9-pound baby boy.
A baby? Oh, you had it scared to death.
Well, excuse me, officer. I'm a reporter from the Daily News. Like to get the story. Alert guardian of law, aid stalk, you know.
Hey, you hear that? A reporter. My name will be in the papers. I'm a hero. Riley is the name, son.
Now, how do you spell that?
Hello, Riley. You look pretty good in that uniform.
Yeah, fits me a lot better than that. Oh.
How do you spell your name, officer? R-I-L-E-Y or R-E-I-double-L-Y?
R-I-L-E-Y. Pronounced Ferguson.
The Rileys will be back with us in a moment. Tomorrow begins another autumn weekend. You'll be following the football games on your radio or television with your family and friends. Be sure there's plenty of Pabst Blue Ribbon cooling in your icebox. Ask your dealer for the Pabst Blue Ribbon Handy 6 carton with a clever new, easy-to-handle and you can slide the handy six carton right into your refrigerator. It contains six regular-sized cans of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served. Anywhere. Remember the name, Pabst Blue Ribbon's Handy Six.
You hear it everywhere. Finest beer served anywhere. 33 fine brews when led into one great beer.
Listen to the rest of it, Daddy. Officer Ferguson was lauded for his quick thinking and resourcefulness by Inspector McGee, who recommended him for promotion.
Ah, that's enough, Babs. I don't want to hear no more about that policeman. I make a hero out of him, he gets promoted. What do I get?
You ought to get arrested for impersonating an officer.
No.
You're lucky Mr. Ferguson let you off so easy.
Let me off? He's scared of me. If the real story comes out, he wouldn't be no more hero. Boy, if that 9-pound baby could talk. I got plenty on that Ferguson now, and I'll tell you one thing. Mr. Ferguson is leaving.
All right.
We're going to have a showdown. He don't scare me no more. No, sir, he won't.
Daddy, that's him.
Come in, folks.
Ferguson, I want to talk to you.
What is it, Riley?
Ferguson, I...
Yes?
Ferguson?
Well?
Mr. Ferguson, would you please sell me two more tickets to the policeman's ball?
Hello there, Riley. This is Jimmy Wallington. Can you and Mrs. Riley come over tonight for a game of cards?
Well, I don't know. I can ask her.
Can ask her? Sure. Or gin rummy.
Just a minute. Hey, Peg. The Wallingtons wanted to come over and play cards. Well, frankly, I'm sleepy and... Hello, Mr. Wallington. I'm sorry, but we can't come over tonight.
Oh, that's too bad. I had a case of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer on ice, and I thought...
What's that?
But...
Oh, just a minute, Mr. Wallington. Hey, Peg, let's go over for maybe just an hour, huh? Okay, Mr. Wallington, we'll be right over.
Ah, that's well, Riley. We'll be expecting you. Yes, Riley knows, like millions of other people, that Pabst Blue Ribbon is the finest beer served anywhere. Your taste will tell you why.
Enjoy the life of Riley
with Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Whenever you take a taste of this, you give it a hearty cheer. Again and again and again and again, it's Pabst Blue Ribbon you buy. Again and again and again and again, your taste will tell you why. So enjoy the life of Riley
with Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
With Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Tonight's script is by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Schiff. Direction by Mitch Lindemann. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. Babs is Barbara Eiler. Junior is Alan Reed, Jr. Ferguson is Alan Reed, Sr. Consult your local paper for the correct time for The Life of Riley show on television over NBC every week. Produced by Irving Brecker. By arrangement with Universal International Pictures, now releasing Sword in the Desert, starring Dana Andrews and Martha Torres. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast.
Next, it's the Jimmy Delaney Show on NBC.